Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are completing our series in the Christian marriage relationship, and today we are going to talk about how to build sexual intimacy in your marriage God's way. We have studied yesterday many scriptures that talked about the beauty of sexual intimacy in the context of marriage, and that God designed sexual intimacy to be a blessing, to be a place of celebration of love between the husband and the wife. And it is beautifully described in the Song of Solomon, the enjoyment of physical relationship between the king and his bride. But how do you build a sexual intimacy in your marriage, regardless of where you may be at in terms of number of years married or how close you are to your husband or to your wife? How can you build sexual intimacy in your marriage God's way? I would say to you, first of all, that it starts in the heart. You have to determine in your heart that you will love your spouse with God's unconditional and unselfish love. Romans 5:5 tells us that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. This means that God's already made a deposit inside of your heart of his unconditional love if you are a born-again Christian. However, an act of your will is required that's combined with this supernatural love that's been deposited in your heart. And when you combine the act of your will of reaching into the reservoir of God's love that's inside of you and begin to act on that love, speaking and thinking and acting lovingly toward your spouse, regardless of their mood, attitude, or action, you will begin the process of how to build sexual intimacy in your marriage God's way. It starts with an unselfish and unconditional attitude of love towards your husband or towards your wife. Secondly, it's important to make a commitment to become a person who will listen with your heart. Becoming a good listener is a vital component to true intimacy in marriage. And a good listener will demonstrate these characteristics: non-judgmental listening ability, meaning you're listening sincerely with concern and sensitivity to the other person's feelings without criticizing or trying to correct everything they say. James 1:19 says, "Let every man be quick to hear or listen, slow to speak and slow to anger." Secondly, to be a person who can listen with the heart and therefore build intimacy between you and your spouse, you need to also have sensitive and tender and loving verbal responses. A good listener responds to what's being said and doesn't just sit there in stone silence, putting in his time. Also, one-word answers or grunts that indicate that the listener is still physically present don't reassure your spouse of your true understanding. A good listener responds with words to clearly show you've heard and you do understand what's being shared. The reason that I bring up the point of having a listening heart in the context of talking about building sexual intimacy in your marriage God's way is because there's a vital component here to draw closer to your spouse. And it's important for you to remember this: many an adulterous affair has begun because an unhappy spouse found a listening ear who showed concern for how the person was feeling. And so it went from listening to eventually becoming a sexual relationship. So affair-proof your marriage, it's going to be vital for you, whether you are the husband or the wife, to develop a listening heart and have a responsive tenderness to your spouse when they share things and an ability to listen without a critical spirit. And then the second part of this is that you also have to be committed to share your heart, not just to listen to theirs, but to share your heart. because this is the place where intimacy begins, where there's a sharing between the husband and the wife. And husbands, it's vital for you to understand that a wife will feel much more at ease and much more open to you in a physical sense when she has also had the privilege of having you share your thoughts and your feelings and your visions and your dreams. Because to a woman, the intimacy is not just physical, it has to be emotional as well. So commit to your spouse that you're going to share your heart. And regardless of your personality type, make an intentional decision to share yourself with your spouse. The next part that's so vital in the process of building sexual intimacy into your marriage God's way is that you must determine in your own mind and make this decision that you will sow seeds of affection every single day. Sexual intimacy is the harvest that's achieved after much tilling and planting and watering has been done. You must work at developing expressions of affection which are meaningful and reassuring to your spouse of your love. And they have to be demonstrated daily, not just at bedtime. Let me just encourage you that there are things that will nullify affection seeds that you may have sown. If you have a hot temper, anger is something that will nullify affection seeds. You may think, well, gosh, I don't understand why she's so resistant to me at bedtime when I was so nice to her all day. But you forgot that you had an outburst of anger 20 minutes ago over something unimportant, and that truly nullifies affection seeds you may have already sown. Because a woman is tender in the spirit and her emotions, and she enjoys an atmosphere of affection and tenderness, and that's violated when there's an angry spirit. So be wise. If you want to build sexual intimacy into your marriage God's way, you're going to have to be sowing seeds of affection and not digging them up by being angry or overreacting or not taking care of your responsibilities. That will also ruin the ground. Oftentimes, wives are so longing to see their husbands take care of promises they've made, either about taking care of the lawn or getting the car fixed or doing the plumbing that's leaking or something of this nature. And they are frustrated by this not being taken care of. And oftentimes it'll be in the forefront of their minds, and the husband will be looking for physical intimacy and she's still thinking about the areas that haven't been taken care of. Be a man that will take care of your responsibilities and therefore help provide an environment where the woman can relax and enjoy your company without thinking of the things that perhaps have been left undone. Also, create an atmosphere in your home which encourages sweet, intimate fellowship, as well as showing appropriate displays of affection throughout the day and in front of other people. Whether it's a word of affection or a special look or a wink or a smile or hand-holding or an arm around the shoulder or a little love note tucked in the lunch pail or the desk drawer, you need to create an atmosphere that'll encourage your fellowship to become more and more intimate. One of just the simple and practical things for both husband and wife who want to see their intimate relationship increase in beauty and intensity and enjoyment is that it's important to prepare yourself physically for the delights of physical love. When Esther was going to be brought to the king, she was going basically to her wedding night with the king. They prepared her for 6 months with certain spices, 6 months of cleansing and purifying, and then 6 further months of anointing her with special ointments and perfumes. There was a serious and rigorous process of preparing herself for her wedding night with that king. Obviously, we don't have 12 months to prepare ourselves, but it is very vital that you, whether you're the husband or the wife, that you prepare yourself for the delights of physical love. Create the atmosphere. Bathe and anoint yourself. Create an atmosphere that is beautiful, that as a sweet fragrance, that there's a beauty to it, and it will encourage and prepare you and your spouse to receive the delights of the physical intimate relationship. And I encourage you, husbands and wives, dress to please your spouse. Don't dress to please yourself. So many husbands and wives put their guard down in this area in the sense of they would say, oh, I just want to be comfortable. And they don't think of wearing the old sweats and the holy t-shirt as being something that may not be attractive to their husband or to their wife. Dress to please your spouse. Create an atmosphere that would encourage intimacy. Dress to be a blessing to your spouse. Prepare your surroundings as well. Remember, husbands, privacy is a key element for a wife to enjoy intimate relations with you. Privacy. If you have children, help her get them to bed. Help her get them settled down so they won't interrupt you. Help her with their preparations. Don't leave that to her and then expect her to be ready to have intimate relations with you when she's exhausted, having dressed and bathed all the children. Be a blessing, help her, and create that atmosphere of privacy that's a key element. And then also prepare your surroundings with a beautiful setting. Make your bedroom into that love nest, a place where both of you love to come in. And help each other with that. Don't let it fall only on one of you, on the wife perhaps. Help keep it beautiful and clean, and a place where you just walk in the bedroom and close the door and you can let out a sigh of relief because it's a place of blessing. A beautiful setting, candlelight, all these things. And lastly, and most importantly, be patient with each other and seek more to be a blessing to your spouse physically than you are seeking to be blessed. And God's word will be true for you that whatever you sow, that you shall also reap. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, be a blessing to your spouse and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.